Kent police say a suspect is in custody in a hit-and-run crash. 34-year-old Brian Blankenship of Jackson Township was arrested Monday. He was wanted on warrants charging him with felony vehicular assault and leaving the scene. Blankenship accused of driving recklessly on 9th Street Northwest November 4th, running a stop sign at Shorb Avenue and crashing into a car. The victim suffered serious injuries. Police say Blankenship fled the scene. He's scheduled for arraignment in Kent Municipal Court. City of Canton will now charge more for copies of public records, including photos, documents, and audio or video recordings. Council voted Monday to allow the police department and prosecutor's office to charge up to $60 per hour to prepare video records, up to $750 per request. The city says the move puts it in line with state law. According to the repository, Law Director Jason Reese says the city's received an influx of requests for videos, which are then posted on social media. He says the process of redacting information, removing audio, blurring faces, and more can be lengthy and takes officers away from their regular duties. Stark County will receive $7.5 million in state grants for the ongoing renovation and addition at the county jail. Funding comes from the Ohio Jail Safety and Security Program launched by Governor DeWine in 2021 to help communities build or renovate jails and improve security. Across the state, the program has provided more than $230 million for nearly 70 jail projects, including new construction, renovations, and safety upgrades. U.S. News and World Report has released its rankings of the nation's best elementary schools in Ohio. Whipple Heights Elementary in the Perry Local District was 40th. Avondale and Plain Local was 49th, and Louisville was 87th. Other area elementaries making the list include Middle Branch, Ransom Bar, and Fraser in Plain, W.S. Stinson in Northwest, and Lake Cable in Jackson. The list analyzed student performance in math and reading across more than 100,000 schools nationwide. Miller City Elementary in Putnam County took the top spot in Ohio. A long-running dispute between the village of Sebring and Daly Automotive could soon be resolved. Owner Spencer Daly told council Monday he'll likely pay about $1,500 in fines and fees. Daly was accused of blocking service department workers from checking the business's water meter on four occasions between September 2023 and June of 2024. The village found the meter missing and shut off water to the shop. Daly was arrested on misdemeanor theft and obstruction charges. Village manager Tim Gabrielczyk says a new meter still needs to be installed. It remains unclear when the original device was removed. A state audit of the former Eastern Gateway Community College in Steubenville has found more than $17 million in questioned spending. Auditor Keith Faber says deficiencies in record-keeping and derelict accounting and controls led to rampant mismanagement of public resources. Eastern Gateway ended instruction last year and shut down operations September 30th. The report says school officials routinely spent money without verifying the expenses were proper or allowed and borrowed money without fully disclosing details to lenders or grasping financial implications of the debt. It also did not verify student aid was being properly disbursed. 44 findings were identified between July 2022 and June 2023. Additional audit results will be released in the coming months. Authorities have given an update on the explosion at an apartment building in Austintown. Fire Chief Dave Schertzer says the Saturday afternoon blast at Phoenix House on North Meridian Road is under investigation. Preliminary findings indicate natural gas might have caused the explosion, but investigators have not determined the source or trigger. The building has been declared uninhabitable. It's too early to say if it can be repaired. 13 people were reported injured, including one in critical condition. Most of the others were treated and released. Residents will be contacted about retrieving their belongings. Man sentenced to die for the beating death of a woman in Youngstown asking the Ohio Supreme Court to halt his appeals and set an execution date. 56-year-old Lance Hundley made the request in October in a handwritten letter acting as his own lawyer. No execution date has been set. Hundley was convicted in 2018 of aggravated murder in the November 2015 beating and strangulation death of 41-year-old Erica Huff. He was also found guilty of attempted murder and aggravated arson for beating Huff's mother, setting the home on fire while the women were inside. Hundley has had multiple appeals denied and had made a similar request last year before withdrawing it. Man who spent 9 years in prison for robbing a Youngstown Dairy Queen is indicted on federal gun and drug charges. Brian Simmons faces one count of being a felon in possession of a firearm and 3 counts of distribution of controlled substances. The charges allege he had a gun in November 2024 and possessed cocaine on 3 occasions last year. The arraignment date has not been set. Simmons is prohibited from having a firearm due to a 2012 guilty plea for aggravated robbery at the Dairy Queen on the city's north side.